That was an amazing set of presentations again. Don't you think so, Tristan?
Yeah, definitely. I learned actually a lot about all the different teams, and I can't wait to see what happens in the next ones.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we do have our next set over here, actually, so I'll let them introduce themselves. How's that, gentlemen?
Thank you, Wilson.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
So great.
Oh, yep, just going in line all up here. Yeah, you guys can get a little closer. I don't bite that much. And make sure we can turn the camera. Perfect. All right. So what team are you guys?
We are Help Me Help.
Help Me Help. Perfect. So what is Help Me Help?
Help Me Help is a disaster response app for people to use during an emergency or natural disaster. Okay. This helps emergency responders as well as people in the vicinity.
Okay. So why did you guys decide to do this project? Like, what inspired you?
Well, originally we had done a similar framework for a native and invasive species app.
Interesting.
And we'd always wanted to port this over for something that would have more impact, right?
Okay.
For natural disasters. We saw Hurricane Sandy recently. We saw Boston recently. There's like a need for this, right?
Yeah.
So we were able to port it over very quickly for this competition, and that's been our entry for this.
Perfect. Yeah. And so you guys are from Hawaii?
Hawaii, that's right.
Oh, man.
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hawaii.
Sorry, I'm a mainlander, you know. But that's awesome. So what school are you guys from again?
University of Hawaii at Hilo, which is on the Big Island, the bottommost island on the chain.
Okay, cool. Very nice, very nice. So what kind of challenges did you guys run into when you guys came to this project? You said you got eventually adapted it to work for what you wanted to do in this type of situation, but did you guys run into really big challenges or roadblocks that you had to overcome?
Well, you know, on this team, we actually had a good spread of people who knew mobile devices, who knew web. We never had any hindrances, honestly, that were big roadblocks. It was getting to know the new technology and getting to use Azure, and now that we've used it, we're very happy with the services.
Good, good. So you said you guys use Azure. So how are you guys using Azure?
So for the mobile services, for the hosting, and we're using the SQL Azure. Is there anything else? And we're using Bing Maps, but that's not part of Azure. But basically, the whole suite has been really easily be able to be tuned up and down according to size, so we can really scale this kind of natural disaster app on a larger scale, right?
Okay. So, like, you mentioned a few different, like, types of natural disasters. Mm. Is there, like, any type of specific scenario that your application, like, really focuses on, or is it just broad spectrum natural disasters?
So it's really easy to customize an app, and currently our version would be for a scenario like Hurricane Sandy. And so this would be really easy to do for, you know, in Hawaii we have lots of earthquakes and tsunamis going on. So, like, specific hazards could be tuned for our civil defense, for instance. These are the guys that fix bridges after earthquakes and assist homes when they're damaged by earthquakes, that kind of thing. So that's the idea, but right now it's tuned for Hurricane Sandy to show what it can do.
Yeah, no, I can definitely understand that. Now, you guys went to San Francisco yesterday, right?
Yes.
What did you guys think? Have you guys ever been to San Francisco before?
I have. Yeah. These guys have never been to the Big Apple, I don't think. No.
Oh, really?
Big city.
Big Apple.
Big Apple. I think that's New York. It's close enough. What did you guys think of Fisherman's Wharf? Did you guys go try any seafood or anything?
No, we actually had sushi, which was kind of fun coming from Hawaii to come to, you know, your mainland sushi. It was pretty good.
It's good.
Yeah, but it was a very beautiful city. It was really fun to visit the wharf.
Yeah, I heard that it was a little bit overcast, foggy when you guys were going over the Golden Gate Bridge originally, but I think it cleared up by the time you guys took photos,
Yeah,
right?
According to my sunburn, it cleared up pretty well. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Now, you guys also went to Rocket Space, right? Which is kind of startup incubation type of working space. What did you guys think and what did you guys learn? You know, because you guys are right now in a budding situation. You guys are just a startup and you're kind of just budding off out there.
Yeah, I really like that idea because we have right now we call it a CH13, a room where we can kind of get together and have a bunch of computers and work on stuff. But now that two of these guys have graduated, I can totally see the use for a business arena like that, like somewhere that's your home base where you can be doing that. And we've become accustomed to our home base at our university. And would love to, you know, have another home base after we graduate and leave from there.
Why is it called CH13?
CH College Hall 13.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good.
I can laugh.
You can understand that.
Yeah.
Now, where do you guys see taking this in the future? I mean, what are the next steps? You know, I mean, obviously, disasters do happen, but do you guys are planning on extending it, you know, beyond just disasters, like, you know, be able to extend it like assisting or anything else along those lines?
Yeah, so actually the original program with the native and invasive species, that's going to be launching as our pilot program very soon. I'll be meeting with them in 2 days to talk about the logistics, so that's definitely going down. And we have talked to our civil defense guys with an invitation to meet with the state civil defense next month, and that's a pretty big deal. Civil defense in Hawaii is akin to like FEMA in other areas.
Yeah.
And so when we had showed the director of the civil defense, the map, his brain was just spinning with tons of ideas. Oh, we could use it for wildfires. We could use it for, you know, this upcoming report for a new fire station. We want to show historical fire data. So he had a lot of ideas for it, and that'll be the next immediate client outside of the native and invasive thing that's coming up in just a couple of days.
Perfect. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about it. Well, I really appreciate it, guys. Good luck.
Right,
and
thank you.
I'll definitely come by and talk to you guys later because I want to learn more about your project.
All right.
All right. See you guys later.
Thanks.
Thank you.